what he's done so far this year. Let me give you a couple other things. We told you about Josh Johnson, 102-degree temperature. They sat him down Sunday. He was a little bit hacked off, but then he said, okay, I get it. Let's see if I can have my legs under me. Again, all parties declare he is ready to go. What else is happening that does affect the Atlanta Braves? Well, there's a game between Colorado and the Dodgers. What's happening in that one? Chris Narvison is going to get the start. He's 2-0 with a 3.82 ERA. Kind of young, kind of dumb. He's a left-handed pitcher. It's not a knock. It's just that in Milwaukee, you have a guy who's only got a handful of starts under his belt because they put him into the rotation. I can tell you, Jason Marquis, 15-12. He has not been good in the second half. 6.49 ERA in his last six starts, Colorado 1-5. Now, he says he's a money pitcher. He's certainly been. And Jason Marquis, by the way, in 10 years in baseball, has been on a postseason team every year. The Atlanta Braves are looking to break that streak. When he was here in Atlanta, obviously a couple of postseasons, then in Chicago, then in St. Louis, he's trying to spin that in Colorado right now. And hopefully the Milwaukee Brewers, see Prince Fielder, see Ryan Braun, and anybody else in that lineup can stop him from picking up his game. What else do you need to know as we get ready for this game tonight? Well, Troy Tulowitzki, here's the good news. He's been awful against the Dodgers this year. As a matter of fact, Colorado has not been good against the Dodgers this year. Tulowitzki is hitting .219, and he has not had a good run of it as late. The reason I bring it up, if you're going to look for guys who can help or hinder your offense, Troy Tulowitzki is absolutely a big key, and he has not been good against Los Angeles. He has not been good as of late. As a matter of fact, the Colorado Rockies, here's the strange part. They were 2-for-27. In the series this past weekend against the St. Louis Cardinals in situations where a runner's in scoring position. They still won, but 2-for-27. So this team is scuffling a little bit offensively right now. It's one of the reasons why they have slowed down. We'll find out again if Milwaukee pitching and Narvison can do something to keep that trend going. What's also interesting is the team, the Atlanta Braves tonight, the Florida Marlins. Back in 03, remember what the Florida Marlins did. They actually jumped to Jack McKeon as a little bit of a kickstart for that team. Torborg, I think, was the manager at that point. What happens? Florida goes on a ridiculous roll, and they win the World Series. Jim Tracy comes in, takes an 18-28 doormat team in Colorado. Fifth place, by the way, in the National League West at that point. They're looking to capture a little bit of the magic that the Florida Marlins had 6 years ago. So it's one of those 2 degrees of separations between these teams that are involved right now. And Florida's still hanging on by the threads, looking to win tonight, and I can promise you, I spent some time with Freddie Gonzalez last night, whether his team was in it, in the lead, trying to chase it down with a 1 or 2 game deficit or 15 games out, Freddie Gonzalez demands one thing of his players. You act professionally. And acting professionally is you go out and you play the baseball game hard, and I think Freddie Gonzalez and his Marlins team will be ready to do just that. 20-32 was Colorado after that. As I'm looking at the numbers now, 20-32 when they make the change to Tracy. They have dropped 8 of 13 before they won the game on Sunday. So as I look around, Narvison, 4 starts since being moved into the Milwaukee rotation. I was right. It really is only a handful of starts, the fourth to be exact. He's never faced Colorado. 1-0 with the 2.63 ERA, 15 strikeouts and 3 2/3 in his 3 starts. And by the way, Milwaukee, good news perhaps, has won all 3 of his. 1 run, struck out a career-high 10 and 5 2/3 against the Cubs last week in a 3-2 win. Maybe that one actually, again, plays in favors to the Braves. 15 times Colorado and the Dodgers have met. Rockies have only won 3. I gave it to Tulowitzki's numbers. I was right. .219 against the Dodgers this year. And when you're talking about what Colorado has not been able to do, it's not been able to actually put anybody. It was San Francisco first, then it was the Florida Marlins, and now hopefully the Atlanta Braves, for their case, been not been able to put them away because they've hit their roughest patch of baseball over the last 2-plus weeks. Good news abounds. Now you have to take care of your business, as we said, with 6 games left. All right, we'll take one more quick break. Then we're going to come back. I got some other things I think you're going to be interested in. I can tell you today, Minnesota was a 3-2 winner in 10 innings. Granderson hit a home run to make it 3-2, but Joe Nathan shuts the door. 45th save on the year. He's 30-for-30 against the Detroit Tigers, and if you don't think Ron Gardenhire loves that number, as quickly as tonight possibly coming back to Joe Nathan, we'll see if it plays that way. 1-game lead for the Detroit Tigers over the Minnesota Twins, as they now will play game 2 of their 4-game series midweek as the Atlanta Braves 3 here, 4 with Washington to end the season. We'll come on back in a couple of seconds. This is Air Trans Hardball on 790 The Zone.
Mayhem, Brandon and Wolvie, the Two Lives, Two Lives, Stews, Hollick and Bell. This is WQXI Atlanta, a
a big league broadcasting company.
Right now, the new Chicken Ranch Gordita from Taco Bell is only 89 cents. Gorditas have never been 89 cents. It's a deal so amazing, we don't even need to use advertising tricks to pump it up, like fireworks and a loud announcer.
New Chicken Ranch Gordita, only 89 cents!
And we won't use seductive women to romance our ingredients.
Warm flatbread, tender grilled chicken, cool ranch sauce.
Or make it sound urgent like this.
Only for a limited time. Buy now.
We're just going to casually put it out there that the new Chicken Ranch Gordita from Taco Bell is only 89 cents. Why pay more? At participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's late and your stomach's growling, so head to Taco Bell for fourth meal to get something melty, crunchy, spicy, and grilled. If you're up late, so are we. Get the exciting late-night taste of fourth meal. Think outside the bun. Taco Bell is open until 1 a.m. or later. Hours may vary by location.
The Miller Lite College Football Blitz is here. The only show you need to know when you're looking for the latest news on stats, your favorite SEC team, and how to score tickets to the Georgia-Florida game. And if you're looking to get twisted or maybe just enjoy your college team on extra-large flat screens with your buddies, there's no better place than Twisted Taco. With five locations around Atlanta, why aren't you at the Twisted Taco in Roswell? Twisted Taco in Roswell is 790 The Zone's next stop on the Miller Lite College Football Blitz. Hey, calling all dog fans, Gator fans, Twisted Taco in Roswell is giving one lucky fan the ultimate Miller Lite College game day giveaway. Four tickets to the largest cocktail party in the South. So, if your favorite team isn't on at your house, it's on at ours. The Twisted Taco in Roswell has all the NCAA and NFL games, so make it your stop when heading out for the game. And maybe you could qualify to win the ultimate Miller Lite College game day giveaway. Four tickets to the Georgia-Florida game and a limo stocked with Miller Lite. Now that's twisted.
Hey, aren't you Drew Cerza, the expert on wings?
That's me, the Wing King. Wherever there's football and these new Wing Street wings from Pizza Hut, I'll be there.
I heard Pizza Hut has wings now. Are they the real deal?
Wing Street wings are award-winning.
But are they really as good as Wing Bar wings?
I've been in a lot of great wing joints, and these are as good as any I've tasted.
But
I'm talking lip-smacking, sauce-smothered wings made to order.
Wow.
With three kinds. Crispy bone-in, bone-out, and traditional. Eight intense flavors from buffalo burning hot to honey barbecue. That's 162 options.
Impressive.
I know. I did the math in my head. Try one. I'm guessing you're a buffalo burning hot fan.
Yeah, how'd you know?
They don't just make anyone the Wing King. And now I get the official Wing of Football delivered to my door any day of the week.
Nice.
See that girl? She's definitely a buffalo burning hot. You're perfect for each other.
Thanks, Drew.
Introducing Wing Street Wings, only from Pizza Hut. Order online or on your iPhone.
Not available at all Pizza Hut locations. Prices, participation, delivery charges, and areas, and minimum purchase requirements for delivery may vary. Serza is a paid endorser.
When it comes to a plumber you can trust, trust Superior, the honest one.
Welcome to Defend the Dome Radio, featuring Falcons defensive end John Abraham. Welcome, John.
Oh, it is good to be here.
Now, John, it is simply amazing how different you look in person.
Look, Jim, the helmet covers my face. I tuck in my hair, plus everybody knows TV adds 100 pounds.
Wow, look at that. We already have a caller. Hello, you're on Defend the Dome Radio.
Hey, this is John Abraham.
Oh, what? John, you have a question for John.
No, I am John Abraham. This clown just thinks she's become me because she played my free online video game.
I don't think so.
Listen, at DefendTheDome.com, Falcons fans get to become me, John Abraham, and see what it's like to play for the Atlanta Falcons. Sack the quarterback four times in four downs, and you can win Falcons tickets, autographed jerseys, footballs, and more.
Wait, you're not Abraham?
Heck no, but I did just win his autographed jersey. Love you, John.
Visit DefendTheDome.com and become John Abraham. Free game, weekly prizes, sponsored by your local Ford dealer. Visit DefendTheDome.com for complete details.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
You know what's nice? When the teams are playing well. Braves are on fire. Falcons are pretty good. Georgia's good. Georgia Tech's good. Hawks are going to be good, too. Atlanta sports may be best time ever. We'll talk about it Wednesday morning on Mayhem.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11. On 790 The Zone.
Welcome back into Air Train Airways Hardball. My name is Chris Domino. Let's finish it up. The Florida Marlins and the Atlanta Braves 16 games into their season series, 8-8. But the Atlanta Braves, of course, winning last night with a 7-game winning streak overall. They've put together two 7-game winning streaks, loss in between, and now they find themselves again at 15-2 in their last 17. Before we get out of here tonight, Let's just finish up with this. One of the keys tonight for Tim Hudson will be this. Jorge Cantu, Chris Coughlin, they're 8-14 against him so far this year. Cody Ross is not in the lineup, and that might not sound like a big thing, but I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's Cody Ross just coming up with a couple of big hits. I like the idea that there's no Cody Ross available. He just seems to be one of those guys who the Braves, big moments, just can't seem to get him out. He's got a bad wrist. That's good news for Atlanta. I say look at the top of the lineup tonight. While Tim Hudson did get beat by Ryan Howard's two home runs, it was the only home runs he's given up in his five starts coming back into this thing. You hope he stays away from certainly that pitch, but keep an eye on what the top of the lineup does. Guys on base for guys like Ramirez can sometimes put you in a bad place. It's easier to work, less pitch count. And remember last night it was Moylan and it was Soriano. We'll find out if Gonzalez available tonight or is Soriano going to come back if it is one of those types of games. I'm really looking forward to it. Hope you are as well. My key to the game is this tonight. Besides the top of the lineup for the Florida Marlins and Tim Hudson, having an easier night of it, getting through those guys before the heart of the lineup does come up, is this. I'm going to throw one out there. I did this about a month ago, and he almost actually hit two. I'm going with Adam LaRoche again tonight. I think Adam LaRoche is going to hit a bomb. I think it's going to be a big one. I think Josh Johnson's going to give one up to him. And I would not be shocked if the Braves get to the Marlins bullpen if they're not able to actually make this less of a bullpen game for them. Tim Hudson might only go six, but make it a less stressing bullpen game. I think they get to Josh Johnson tonight, and I'm going to call Adam LaRoche going deep in this one off of Johnson. All right, we got to run. It's getting ready. First pitch. I'm really looking forward to what the Atlanta Braves have got going on. I'm sure you are as well. Let's find out if tonight they put a little bit more of a squeeze on the Colorado Rockies, who will have that start again about an hour and 35 minutes from now. You can catch it all. Do a little scoreboard watching and watch your Atlanta Braves right here in the city of Atlanta as they make their push for the postseason.
Mayhem's Double Rewards. Beat Pollock or Kino's Ultimate Ticket Promotion. Just some of the promotions and contests you'll find only at 790thezone.com.
Hi, this is Rhonda Duffy of Duffy Realty of Atlanta and the number one agent in Georgia for the last 5 years in a row, thanks to my client's success. I've sold over 10,000 properties for my buyer and seller clients with my unique business model that produces results. Go to Duffy Realty of Atlanta to see the recent list of showings and closings. So now that I have your attention, there are two things that I want to tell you about that are happening right now in this market. The first is the government first-time buyer incentive, and it ends November 30th of this year. Did you know that that incentive is good for a loan up to the mid $300,000. Georgia also has an additional incentive for buyers. The second and most important thing for you to know is that there is a current inventory that is down from 110,000 homes 2 years ago to 75,000, and the buyers are struggling to find properties to buy. If you have the desire to move, please add your house to the pitiful inventory that we have out there. Oh, and yes, buyers can and are getting loans, and sometimes at 100% loan value. Take action now and find me, Rhonda Duffy, at Duffy Realty of Atlanta.com.
Hey there, I'm a squirrel, and it ain't easy being a squirrel these days. We got high acorn prices, trees getting foreclosed, and people driving around with old shocks. Adds about 10 feet to your stopping distance. Bad news for us squirrels. So make our lives easier by replacing your shocks. Come on, I still got to put 43 kids through college.
Take it from a squirrel. New shocks help your vehicle stop sooner. Monroe, ride safe. And September 1st through October 31st, 2009, purchase four qualifying Monroe shocks or struts and get up to $80 back by mail-in rebate. Restrictions apply. Promotion details available at savingsquirrels.com.
Let's talk football.
Football.
Ready? Break!
Simply put,
he's the best college football scribe in America. Bar none. Mr. College Football Tony Barnhart plays here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Football lives here.
High school recruiting has become a religion in Georgia.
And for the next 2 hours,
get ready to know everything about where your favorite player may be going
or how your college team is doing.
It's time for Score Atlanta's official visit, Atlanta's only high school recruiting show.
Good evening, Atlanta. We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I, of course, am Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined as always by probably the best in the business when it comes to high school and college football, in my opinion, Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor.
Thank you.
Fletcher, we're back after a week off. excited to get going, though. But, of course, it was a huge week both on the high school football field and off the field along the recruiting trail. But before we get into recruiting, I know there's one thing that piqued your interest we were talking about before the show, and that was the Centennial Knights had to forfeit their week one victory over Northview.
The Titans of Northview. That's a game I actually called.
You called it, which is why you are particularly interested in it. You also, because you called it, are extremely familiar with the dominance the Knights displayed. The reason, if you are not familiar with why they had to forfeit the victories, they played an unknown player. We're not sure who it is at this point, but they played someone who was not at the time eligible. And as a result, they had to forfeit their game. The interesting aspect of the story is that they were up 38-0 at the half, and there's no player on any team in the state, much less on Centennial's team, that is can account for 38 points on his own. How crazy is it that they really had to forfeit a game that they thoroughly dominated for one player's ineligibility?
It's crazy. Not only they, but also North Springs had to forfeit a game, I believe, to Cross Keys, and that ended Cross Keys' monumental losing streak. And if you're the coach of Cross Keys, and if you're Jim Schofield, the coach of Northview, do you really want to win like that? I would not
especially a game,
want the victory like that, especially a game where you know
embarrassed.
You got just waylaid.
And
you
know? I get the
it
whole...
It was done at halftime.
I understand the concept of what a rule is. I get the whole slippery slope concept. If you start allowing certain things, then it could snowball into allowing more significant or problematic things. But there should be a rule.
Crazy.
There should be a rule, a point rule, where if you win by, say, 14 or more points, and overlooking the ineligibility of a certain player should not matter. I mean, to be up 38-0 and to lose that
game... And it's
game,
not like, you know... I hate to say it, but that show Friday Night Lights that was on NBC with the quarterback Voodoo Tatum, you know, fictional, I know.
Right.
He came and he affected every play. We don't know who the players for Centennial, but I was at that game. I called the game. No one player was so dominant that you would say, well, if it's that player, then yes, they should have to forfeit.
Right. They didn't illegally recruit a quarterback, bring him in, line him up, suit him up.
There was no one player that you could point to and say, oh, that's him, and because that's him, they should have to lose that game. That's going to affect Centennial
Kills
when it
them.
Comes to playoffs.
Kills them.
I mean,
now
they were trying to make
a one-win team instead of a two-win team, which is...
trying to make that number four spot in the playoffs out there, and that was one of the games. It's not like it was the Peachtree Ridge game where they were going to lose anyway.
Right.
You know, this is a game where they had in the bag at halftime, shoot at the end of the first quarter, and then it gets taken away. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
So... well, up against the clock, so we got to get to our recruiting news. And it was a big week, as always, along the Georgia recruiting trail. The biggest news of the week, in my opinion, was, I don't know if it's the biggest week. Juwan James, who decommitted, of course, we talked about 2 weeks ago, decommitted from Alabama, visited Florida last week, was in Athens this last Saturday, will be in Athens again this coming Saturday for the game against LSU. We'll talk a little bit later about Georgia's recruiting needs specifically. Of course, they are at offensive tackle, though, and the fact that Juwan James is in Athens or will have been in Athens the last 2 weekends is a big, big deal for Georgia Bulldog fans.
Yeah, we'll get to a little bit more of that later when we talk about Georgia and their recruiting needs.
Yeah, he also will be at UCLA, though, and at Tennessee in the coming weeks. So still some work to be done for the Bulldogs.
I think this next story is the biggest story of the weekend, though.
Yeah. Well, you can make an argument. Of course, what he's talking about, Fletcher is talking about Ed Christian, the big-time offensive lineman out of Lowndes, decommitted from Florida State over the week. Last week, visited Auburn. I think was the main impetus for his decommitment was a visit to Auburn that went extremely well. He is visiting Auburn again in the coming weeks, and I think 2 weeks from now, and is probably going to commit within those 2 weeks. So it looks like Auburn's a leader, but again, Georgia needs offensive linemen, and Ed Christian's a top one in the state.
He certainly is. He's an AJC Super 11 player. He's a guy that I'm going to get a good look at this week when Lowndes takes on Northside Warner Robins. Actually, don't call them Northside Warner Robins, just Northside. And I'll be down there for Georgia Public Broadcasting calling that game.
Right. You don't want to confuse him with Warner Robins, of course. Also in Georgia Bulldog recruiting
or news. Or Northside Columbus, but anyway.
There you go. Sorry. Tampa, Florida's wide receiver, Christian Green, one of the top receivers in the country. He's actually more of an athlete, in my opinion, than a receiver. Was also in
Athens.
Actually
playing quarterback right now.
Right, yeah, absolutely. He is. And a very good one at that, but he's definitely not a quarterback at the college level. He's recruited as a wide receiver, and he's mainly an athlete, though, because he's not displayed a ton at the receiver position, but he was also in Athens over the weekend. This is a kid who grew up a Mark Richt fan because he was a Seminoles fan.
His cousin actually played for the Seminoles under Mark Richt.
Right.
E.G. Green,
who was at one point the most declarated Florida State receiver of all time. I mean, led them in receptions for a lot of years. But is another big-time recruit that Georgia's looking at, like we've alluded to a number of times, we're going to talk about Georgia's class and them filling that class out, 4 to 5 spots remaining. Not sure they really need another receiver, but Christian Green's a top-notch recruit.
Yeah, he's a guy that if he came on board, I'd welcome him on board. Let's just say that.
Right. It's hard to turn down a guy with that talent, regardless of his position. Quickly finishing up, another Bulldog linebacker news. Connecticut topside outside linebacker Kari Fort took his final visit last weekend to Penn State for the Iowa game, and he will choose between Georgia and Penn State on Monday. So that's something, just a quick note, a note for Bulldogs to look out for. Something, you know, he is a big-time recruit and at a position of big-time need, in my opinion, for the Georgia Bulldogs.
One other note, Burns running back Marcus Lattimore named his 4 official visits. Georgia was not among them. No big surprise. It was actually news that Georgia was re-entering the picture. But from everything I hear, I know a guy who actually does the games for Burns. He says even though they're not listed as one of his final 4, he thinks that Butch Davis and UNC are going to get a special one right there.
Yeah, it's a novel idea. I mean, it sounds like a good relationship and a good place for him to go. I think Auburn's is going to be the team to beat, or is the team to beat, and is going to land him. Jordan Hicks, while we're on the topic of dropping Bulldogs, he visited Athens, I believe, 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think it was for the South Carolina game. Another big-time outside linebacker who dropped the Bulldogs. He's down to Florida, Alabama, USC, Texas, and Ohio State. And finishing up real quick, we've talked a lot about Georgia, have not yet mentioned the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. Denzel McCoy apparently is still fielding a lot like many recruits who have already committed somewhere. Still fielding a lot of phone calls from college coaches, most notably Florida State and Tennessee, two schools who are known for stealing recruits no matter who they're committed to. He, however, has told everyone, leave me alone. I'm going to Georgia Tech. Well, we've talked about that, too, with Paul
Johnson.
He's
a guy that Denzel McCoy is a guy that I had a chance to watch in that Northview and Centennial game. Was not overly impressed. I did not think he did well against David Yankee, who's also a Division I prospect. And I was not impressed by Denzel McCoy. He's one that I think Georgia Tech is actually doing better by getting Sean Green out of Grayson.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, we talk about high school kids, and so we're sensitive to the fact that they are high school students and athletes.
But you can still
look at
football prospects.
But at the same time, we both watch Denzel McCoy and are both aware of how highly ranked he is, according to everybody, coaches, recruiting services. And from what we've seen, he isn't that good. He just isn't that good. Sorry to say it, but it's true. We do have to get to a commercial break. When we come back, though, we will talk to Lasser quarterback Hudson Mason, who's also undergoing some recruiting issues of his own. We'll talk to him about that and more. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone team up to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
Saturday night, the Yellow Jackets step out of the ACC to tangle with the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. Pre-game starts at 5:30, live from Starkville on your home of the Jackets and the place where football lives, 790 The Zone.
They're all over the web. Dancing bears, purple chickens, anything to get you to order your credit score. But it's all a big distraction. Most of the time, you're not getting your FICO score. With Equifax, you get the score, the one 90% of lenders use. And it's free with your paid subscription to Equifax Credit Watch Gold, with monitoring from all three bureaus. Forget the dancing bears. Get the score, your FICO score. Call 1-866-592-9903 or visit EquifaxRadio.com now. That's EquifaxRadio.com.
Okay, football fans, your fantasy league pays you for knowing which players are going to score each week, but will they cough up $25,000? I didn't think so. But what if I told you there's a simple contest that does, and all you have to do is predict the score of the Atlanta game? Each week, one lucky winner has the chance to go home with up to $25,000 towards a year's worth of mortgage. Sponsored by Equifax, the guys who provide your score and help to protect the power of your credit. Go to scorecontest.com to make your predictions. Hey, you could win big, and that's a fact, not fantasy. Go to scorecontest.com now.
When I play Cash 4, I look for that prize alert on my ticket in hopes of hearing,
"You're a winner!"
It means I just won 15 bucks instantly. It's music to my ears. In fact, now, it's the only music I hear.
That's my jam!
It's your $15 days event with Cash 4 from the Georgia Lottery, September 20th through October 4th. Look for the winning symbol on your ticket and listen for this sound.
You're a winner!
And you can collect $15 instantly while still being in the running for the daily cash drawing. Visit GALottery.com for details.
It's here, Atlanta. Sprint brings you the first and only wireless 4G network from a national carrier. So now you get 4G speeds up to 10 times faster than 3G. It's faster than anything wireless available from AT&T or Verizon. Right now, a woman in a coffee shop is streaming 4 HD videos at once. One for each of her espresso macchiatos with a double peppermint shot. Just plug the Sprint 3G 4G mobile broadband device into your laptop for blazing fast 4G speeds here in Atlanta and 3G nationwide. The only thing 4G can't help with? Atlanta traffic.
Come on, it's 2 o'clock. You have to be kidding me.
Pick up your free 3G 4G device today. Go to Sprint.com/4G, a Sprint store near you, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Welcome to the Now Network. Average 4G download speeds are 3 to 5 times faster than average 3G speeds. Coverage not available everywhere. 4G available in limited areas. Speeds vary. Ends 1-9-2010. Business accounts only. Excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges. Subject to 2-year agreement. Up to $36 activation. $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're looking for great ways to save, stop by Lowe's October 1st through the 4th and take advantage of George's sales tax holiday. Get state tax-free savings when you purchase qualified Energy Star and WaterSense labeled products. For additional savings, get an extra 10% off Energy Star major appliances $397 or more, plus 10% off Energy Star ceiling fans, compact fluorescent light bulbs, programmable thermostats, and 10% off all WaterSense bath faucets and toilets. Did you know that replacing a toilet made before 1994 with a new WaterSense toilet reduces water use by 60%? For a typical household, that's about 10,000 gallons a year, or enough to fill a backyard swimming pool. And over its 11-year lifetime, an Energy Star clothes washer saves over 7,000 gallons of water a year. That's enough water for over 3,000 showers. For more ways to save energy and money, stop by today and be sure to take advantage of Georgia State Tax-Free Savings, October 1st through the 4th. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offer valid 10-109 through 10-409. Restrictions apply while supplies last. Discount taken at register. See store for details.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
You know what's nice? When the teams are playing well. Braves are on fire. Falcons are pretty good. Georgia's good. Georgia Tech's good. Hawks are going to be good, too. Atlanta sports may be best time ever. We'll talk about it Wednesday morning on Mayhem.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11.
Hot Morning Show.
On 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, talking recruiting more. We have a very special guest, though, lined up for everyone listening right now, and that is Lasseter quarterback, actually record-breaking quarterback, Hudson Mason. Hudson, are you there, and how are things going?
Hey, man, what's up? No, I'm doing pretty good. About to go into the Walton Alpharetta game.
Oh, there you go. That sounds exciting. Yeah, of course, that's a game that was delayed by weather, but Hudson, last we spoke to you, and of course you are one of our favorite guests on the official visit, last we spoke to you, you were favoring the Iowa Hawkeyes, and I know since then things haven't worked out the way you would have probably dreamed them. They, I guess they took away that offer. Tell us a little about what happened with Iowa, where they stand currently, and you know, how you feel about the school and exactly what went down.
Well, you know, back in the spring, Iowa was my first offer, and I had taken two visits to them, one in the spring, and I went to their camp in the summer. And they recruited me real hard. And after I went to their camp, I sat down with Coach O'Keefe, who's the quarterback offense coordinator there. And we had about a 2.5-hour meeting of really just getting to know each other, getting my feeling for him, him getting a feeling for me. And we talked X's and O's and stuff like that. And, you know, they recruited me real, real hard. They were going to take two quarterbacks this class, and they told me that. And I got an email from them on the way back from a summer workout one morning saying that they were only going to take one quarterback now, and they switched it from 2-1. And the one kid that they wanted was an in-state kid, kind of athlete-slash-quarterback kid named A.J. Derby, who's an in-state kid. His brother played at Iowa. His brother plays at Iowa. His dad played at Iowa. And they just told me as of right now my scholarship wasn't up to par with them, and that if they didn't get AJ, then they were going to come back and recruit me again. And, you know, I just said, all right, coach, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And I just went on from that situation. And, you know, they're still talking to me, but, you know, they've also told me that they were going to give him till the end of September. And then they moved it back to October, and now they're giving him the whole football season. So we got a pretty good feeling that, you know, they're going to get him, and that's going to be done. But, you know, that's just kind of the situation that happened right there.
Yeah, now we're talking the world of recruiting, which can be crazy at times. Let's say they don't get A.J. Derby and come back to you and say, you're our guy. Has their, you know, reneging on your offer bothered you to the point where you wouldn't consider them, or are they still a viable option for you if they do come back to you?
Oh no, they're still an option. You know, they're a great team, and I think they're a great fit for me. You know, they're a heck of a coaching staff, and I think that Iowa would be a great place for me to go and play. And I think it fits what I do, and I think you know, it's a great opportunity for me to go and have an opportunity to play early in my college career. And you know, it's a great place to get an education, and I've got family up there, so you know, I'm open to everybody. And you know, what they did is, you know, it's understanding, but at the same time, you just got to bite your tongue and you got to keep going.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, being joined by Lasseter quarterback Hudson Mason. What are some of the other schools you're hearing from? I mean, is Florida State, Louisville, are they still on the table in terms of your interest?
Yeah, Florida State is, and I'm actually taking my unofficial to Tennessee this weekend to the Auburn-Tennessee game, and I'm looking forward to that. You know, get to watch my former teammate Phillip go up there and play in Neyland Stadium, and Neyland's a great place to go to, and, you know, they got 102,000 fans, and you know, I'm going up there. Coach Thompson's recruiting me from Tennessee, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what Tennessee does offensively, bringing the USC offense over from Southern Cal. And you know, I love the coaching staff that Coach Kiffin's put together. It's you know, they're going to recruit, and as you can see right now, they've gone out and got some highly recruited guys all the way across the country. So I'm excited about this weekend, and you know, I'm Florida State a little bit. I've talked a little bit with Coach Bobo. NC State's highly on the table, and East Carolina's right in there. But, you know, right now I'm taking my unofficials and officials, and, you know, I'll have it sorted out probably somewhere toward the end of the season.
Well, I mean, is it going to come into play anything? You mentioned Tennessee. That's obviously the SEC versus Iowa. That's maybe a Big Ten school. Is that going to come into play at all, SEC competition versus Big Ten, or is it more just about the school and the coach?
No, it's more about the school and the coach, and you know, Iowa is a heck of a school just as well as Tennessee is. And, you know, it doesn't matter what conference, and, you know, it doesn't matter how far away from home it is. It's just all about finding the perfect fit for me.
Yeah, now you mentioned NC State as one of the schools you're looking at. I know you've yet to receive an offer from them. Tell us a little bit about what they've said to you, and what are they waiting on exactly?
Which school did you say?
NC State.
Oh, yeah. I can't really tell you the truth what they're waiting on. I went to their camp, and it was probably besides Alabama and Georgia's camp, I threw the ball the best at NC State's camp. And, you know, I guess their kind of policy was is that they only offer quarterbacks that come to camp. And I went to their camp, and Coach Mack is my recruiting coordinator from there. And he said that I was the number one guy coming out of camp. And but, you know, I guess they've got their eyes set on some other guys. And but, you know, I still talk to him a lot. I talk to Coach Mack once a week, and I'm going to get up there for an unofficial. I don't know when yet. But, you know, I just feel like if I keep putting up numbers and keep doing and focus on what I've got to focus on, that, you know, people can't ignore what I do offensively because, you know, numbers don't lie. And that's what I just try to do, stay humble and, you know, continue to prove people wrong and just play the game.
Yeah, we're talking to Lasseter's prolific quarterback, Hudson Mason. Now, Hudson, I noticed you left out UAB when you mentioned your list of schools, or at least I think you did. Was that an oversight, or are they still, you know, a realistic option for you?
Oh, no, they're still in there. UAB is I think the neat thing about UAB is that they run the same offense that we do down there. They're a spread, no-huddle kind of team. And when I took my visit down there, I went down there on an unofficial just because the coach wanted me to come down. They offered me right when I got down there. So it was a complete surprise, and I didn't get to see anything else but the game. I mean, it's just kind of like going to the game and watching the game. So I'm going to definitely go down there and see some other parts of the campus and get down there and to see what they have. And but offensively, I do like what UAB does, and I like Coach Helton a lot. I feel like I can definitely develop a good relationship with him. And they've got a quarterback who's a senior this year who's leaving, and they've only got two other guys on scholarship, and the guy was telling me if you know it's going to be wide open next year. So,
Hudson Mason, Lasseter quarterback, joins the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You mentioned just a minute about how you've been putting up crazy numbers. That includes 486 yards a few weeks ago. What's it like to be in such a prolific offense, you know, and playing in this wide open offense under obviously head coach Chip Lindsey? Do you think that's going to help you go on to college, maybe in the spread offense, or being able to run any sort of offense is going to help you out?
I think it's going to help me out a lot because, you know, a lot of the stuff that we get, that we do offensively is from Auburn, from Texas Tech, from Houston. You know, the same reads that we're making right now are the same reads that guys are making in college. And it's just like today at practice, we were putting in stuff and putting in reads exactly what Auburn does because Coach Lindsey talks to Coach down there a lot, and what we do is what they do. And, you know, I definitely think it's going to help me out. And, you know, just like I said, I think the biggest thing is I see coverages all the time in practice and, you know, different defenses throw different coverages at us to try and stop us. So I think by the time I get to college, I'm going to have a good grasp of, you know, I've already seen this, I've kind of seen that, and then there's going to be stuff that, you know, I haven't seen just because of it's the next step and it's the next level.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Lasseter quarterback Hudson Mason. And Hudson, before I let you go, do you have a timetable? And if you had to name a leader right now, forget who's offered and who hasn't, who would it be?
Timetable, no. I'm enjoying taking my officials, and it's a blast, and it's a great opportunity to get to every school. I'd name a leader right now. Whew, man. Without going this weekend to Tennessee and without have gone to NC State yet, as of right now, I'd definitely say NC State's up there, is in the top three. I probably couldn't name a one. UAB is definitely there. And, you know, Tennessee is in the mix. You know, I just haven't taken my visit up there, so I couldn't tell you the truth of, you know, if I liked it or not. But, you know, NC State, UAB, and are, you know, right up in the mix. And I tell you the truth, I just really don't have a number one right now. And if I did, I'd tell y'all. But it's just so hard because I've taken one official to Western Michigan, and I went to UAB, and I'm taking my first unofficial to Tennessee this weekend. So I still got a lot of visits to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Hudson, we appreciate you taking a couple minutes out to speak with us on the official visit. And trust me, I've seen you play enough to know the offers are coming.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it a lot.
All right.
Enjoy the game tonight. Yeah.
Of course, that was Lasseter, prolific quarterback, the state's most prolific quarterback, Hudson Mason. We do have to get to a quick commercial break. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Every Friday night, Score Atlanta has the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. That's right. This year, the scoreboard is available at AJC.com and ScoreATL.com.
At 790 The Zone, local means covering the Jackets, Dogs, and Falcons on a daily basis.
It means the best local experts in Durham, Dooley, Pasquarelli, and Barnhart.
It means more local programming than any sports radio station in the South. Atlanta's local sports talk leader, 790 The Zone.
Hey, aren't you Drew Serza, the expert on wings?
That's me, the Wing King. Wherever there's football and these new Wing Street wings from Pizza Hut, I'll be there.
Ah, I heard Pizza Hut has wings now. Are they the real deal?
Wing Street wings are award-winning.
But are they really as good as Wing Bar wings?
I've been in a lot of great wing joints, and these are as good as any I've tasted.
But
I'm talking lip-smacking, sauce-smothered wings made to order.
Wow.
With three kinds. Crispy bone-in, bone-out, and traditional. Eight intense flavors from buffalo burning hot to honey barbecue. That's 162 options.
Impressive.
I know. I did the math in my head. Try one. I'm guessing you're a buffalo burning hot fan.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Mmm. They don't just make anyone the Wing King. And now I get the official wing of football delivered to my door any day of the week.
Nice.
See that girl? She's definitely a buffalo burning hot. You're perfect for each other.
Thanks, Drew.
Introducing Wing Street Wings, only from Pizza Hut. Order online or on your iPhone.
Not available at all Pizza Hut locations. Prices, participation, delivery charges, and areas, and minimum purchase requirements for delivery may vary. Serza is a paid endorser.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting founder Dick Robinson.
You're not going to make a ton of money overnight, but you really enjoy it. We used to say, live, eat, drink, and sleep. Broadcasting, which is true, is still true with me today.
Since 1964, CSB has helped thousands of graduates get connected to an exciting career in the broadcast media.
You had to have the hands-on training. You could talk about it. You could read about it, but unless you use the equipment, you really couldn't get out there and get a job.
You'll learn the art of broadcasting from the best in the business.
The folks that we have with us are all working professionals that are in the business today that, you know what's happening today.
So if you or someone you know is looking for an exciting career in the new media, call 1-800-TV-RADIO or log on to GoCSB.com. Connecticut School of Broadcasting, 1755 North Brown Road in Lawrenceville.
You know, life is short. Follow your passion, then you can figure out how to get paid for it.
Department stores are robbing people every day, so we thought we'd teach them a lesson and rob them back.
Department store, how can I help you?
I have your mannequin.
You what?
Your mannequin. I have your mannequin. If you want to see him again, I need $1 million in unmarked bills.
Did you say mannequin?
I don't want to hurt him, but I will if I have to.
Which mannequin?
The one from Men's Activewear with handsome features and plastic hair.
Sir, I'm going to have to transfer you to customer service. Please hold.
Come on.
Don't let department stores rob you anymore. Shop at K&G, where you'll get the same brands at up to 60% less. K&G, fashion without the victim. Right now, K&G's making it easier to look good from head to toe. Buy any men's suit $129 and up, and you'll get a free pair of men's shoes. See store for complete details.
The Miller Lite College Football Blitz is here. The only show you need to know when you're looking for the latest news on stats, your favorite SEC team, and how to score tickets to the Georgia-Florida game. And if you're looking to get twisted or maybe just enjoy your college team on extra-large flat screens with your buddies, there's no better place than Twisted Taco. With five locations around Atlanta, why aren't you at the Twisted Taco in Roswell? Twisted Taco in Roswell is 790 The Zone's next stop on the Miller Lite College Football Blitz. Hey, calling all dog fans, Gator fans, Twisted Taco in Roswell is giving one lucky fan the ultimate Miller Lite College Game Day giveaway. Four tickets to the largest cocktail party in the South. So, if your favorite team isn't on at your house, it's on at ours. The Twisted Taco in Roswell has all the NCAA and NFL games, so make it your stop when heading out for the game. And maybe you could qualify to win the ultimate Miller Lite College Game Day giveaway. Four tickets to the Georgia-Florida game and a limo stocked with Miller Lite. Now that's twisted.
Pollock and Bell.
ESPN's Tom Jackson on the Falcons.
Matt Ryan, the group that he has, the ability that they have, and then you add Tony Gonzalez to that mix. When we started talking about Super Bowl, it's Giants, Philadelphia Eagles. It's almost like Atlanta got overlooked a little bit.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back on a beautiful evening in cool Atlanta at Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. It's the Sal's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us the very best in the business. Tell us a little about Score.
By the way, Scott, Score Atlanta is the ATL's only football plus sports paper and is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters, not to be confused with Blockbusters.
Right, exactly. Good point. Good point on that. If you listen to our show regularly, you are familiar with
copy.
Brian Jones, Big B Brian Jones. He every week provides us with his top 10 something related to Georgia recruiting. This week, Big B won't be here, but he did provide us again with a top 10 list this week, chronicling the 10 recruits who have raised their stock or improved their stock the most thus far through 4 weeks. Five, if you count the
Corky Kell Classic.
Corky Kell Classic, which only, what, eight teams took part in. Anyway, 4 weeks of the season.
Don't belittle it.
I'm just saying.
These are big.
I would like to make it clear these are Big B's picks. Let's get going, though. Number 10 player to have improved his stock the most this year, Dylan Shaddix, the quarterback out of Henry County. He had an amazing week last week, Fletcher. 351 passing yards, four touchdowns. Good quarterback, not a terribly strong arm, but he's got natural accuracy. And what I mean by that is it doesn't look like he's aiming when he throws.
Not a big drop-off from last year's quarterback, who's now, by the way, at Georgia State. He's a record-setting quarterback, Drew Little, that went on to Georgia State.
Good player. So. Yeah, it's a good school that's churned out.
And also throwing to Markeith Ambles doesn't hurt either.
There you go. Number 9, Xander, also known as Alexander Ogletree, the younger brother, or I should say the twin brother of Alec Ogletree, the
He's
dominant
technically
safety.
Younger, right?
Yeah,
by
a minute and 32.5 seconds. He is a part of one of the most dominant defenses in the state. Right now, not getting recruited by tons of schools. Florida State, according to him, is his only offer. I find that hard to believe.
A little undersized, but he can pack a punch.
Do you think it's hard to believe? I mean, I hate to waste time, but it's a little hard to believe that he has no offers except for Florida State. And that's a good offer to have for to only have one. Sorry. I digress.
On.
Number 8, Nash Nance, the tall 6'4 signal caller out of Calhoun. He is committed to Vanderbilt. Great size, thus far this season, the reason I think he's improved his stock, of course, is Big B's list. I think he's shown that he can run better than anyone thought he could, or at least better than I thought he could.
He's got a pretty good target out there in Derek Rogers.
There you go. You love that. You convinced me that that was the reason, right?
Keep going.
That Rogers didn't, yeah. Number 7, Kari Franklin, the athlete out of Lowndes, and I think more than anyone on this list, he, of course, is committed to Troy. I think of anyone on this list, he's helped his stock by switching positions.
Yeah, I was about to say, he went from quarterback to running back, and he's being recruited as an athlete. Who knows what he's going to do at Troy, but he's a good player.
He's going to play receiver or running back, but
who
he's
knows?
Not going to play quarterback,
Let's
which is why it was smart that he switched. Leave me alone. Sinjin Days, the athlete quarterback out of Hillgrove, who has given his commitment to Georgia Tech, is our number 6 player on the list. I'm not sure how he's improved his stock. I think his stock was always pretty high. Perhaps he improved it by committing to Georgia Tech. But I think he's...
This kid is pretty daggone good.
Right, and you've heard me, if you listen to the show, twice over, I've predicted he will be starting for Tech in 2 years.
This guy, as well as the next one on the list, are two... I'm not jealous about very many of Georgia Tech's pickups.
I don't think
Sinjin Days is going to be a guy that would fit at
Georgia.
But this next guy, I think is one of the top running backs in the
state. I disagree, but
in the state,
we'll argue some other time. Charles Perkins, the running back out of Collins Hill, not to knock him. There are a lot of good running backs in the state. We've already mentioned he, too, is committed to Georgia Tech. Good speed, decent speed, good vision, strong.
He carries that team.
He does. He's good at everything, not great at anything. Hudson Mason, who we just spoke to, is number 4 on this list. He has improved his stock tremendously just by setting records. Set a record last week with 481 passing yards. Connor Shaw is number 3 on the list.
He was pretty good last year.
Yeah, really.
Not sure what he's done to improve.
Committed to South Carolina.
He's doing it without Daniel Drummond now.
I don't know. He had a great week last week. Threw for 146, ran for 119.
He was doing that last year, though.
Yeah, it's a good point. So, Ian Pemberton, number 2.
He did it. Again, I think he's helping his stock because he doesn't have Tyler Horn, so it is the Ian Pemberton show
he's
this year.
He's carrying the team more now than ever.
I would agree with this one for Big B.
Although, he's not a big recruit. And number 1 is number 1 on if he's not number 1 on your list in this same topic, then you're crazy. That's Rajon Bennett, the running back out of McEachern. He has exploded onto the scene, gone from an unknown recruit, not unknown to us. We interviewed him last year. We've always known about him, but I think he's the second best running back in this state.
I think
Georgia is crazy for not looking at this kid instead of Ken Malcolm. But
yeah, it would surprise you, but I actually have Charles Perkins and Rajon Bennett in my top 3 running backs, number two and number three.
No love for Storm, huh?
I've got Mack Brown. You'd be happy about that, number 1. I've got Storm and Malcolm as 4 and 5, respectively. But Rajon Bennett in that pistol offense, it's perfect for him. And I watched him a couple weeks ago against Woodstock.
Couple times.
This guy handled Woodstock
quick,
in the second half.
Real quick, you mentioned the pistol offense. Before we go to a break, is there an offense he wouldn't be good in? I mean, is there any flaw to this
game?
No, I'm asking you.
Excellent. Wing T, he'd get lost.
I don't know. He's so strong,
fast. What would he play? Would he play the back? Would he play the wing back? What would he play? Yeah. Wing T, you want a bowling ball back there and then a shifty guy coming off the wing.
But I think he's
perfect
physical
for the pistol.
Enough. You know, whatever. It's hard to knock.
Hey, you know what's coming up next?
Mark Richt interview.
Mark
we got to get to a quick break. When we do come back, though, you'll get to hear a great interview we did with Mark Richt. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit.
Keeping you moving, you heard?
Here's what you came for.
The place where the players play.
Hall of Famer Warren Moon.
Man, old school rapper. I'm going to have to go back to the very beginning, the Curtis Blow. I said a hip hop to the hip, to the hip, to the hip, hip to hop. You don't stop the rocking. That's my man. You got it all going.
Weekdays 1 to 4. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone. Well, you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports and $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback. Limited to residential customers meeting applicability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Introducing Arby's new $5.01 combos. One of five full-size sandwiches, curly fries, and a drink for $5.01. What's your penny for?
My penny's for a French dip and Swiss combo with savory au jus.
Well, mine's for the oven-roasted freshly sliced roast beef.
Mine's for curly fries.
Mine's for a regular roast beef combo that's made just for me.
My penny's for the way the cashier smiles and really means it.
Arby's new $5.01 combos. Worth every penny and here to stay. At participating Arby's restaurants.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here. Let me tell you what my penny is for. You know what? I'm on 400. I like to give the people a tip. They do a great job.
Here's a penny. Thanks for the effort.
Just a thought. Also a penny, you know, you put all those pennies away in the piggy bank, and guess what? Now you've got $5 for another sandwich at Arby's or $5 bet on the pass line at your favorite craps table. Again, just thinking out loud. What's the penny for? Well, I put all my pennies away, and then I take my girlfriend out for a romantic dinner at Arby's. Hey, baby, when I think of you, I think of horsey sauce. That's what I do with a penny. You ask why the penny? Well, it's for all the things Arby's offers that the other guys don't.
Want to get treated like an all-star?
You wouldn't understand.
790 The Zone and the Clean Air Campaign are giving you the chance to become a commuter all-star.
Are you kidding me?
Just tell us why you carpool. We're choosing one story each month now through the end of the year. If we choose yours, you'll score home team baseball tickets and be entered to win an ultimate pro sports experience.
Yes!
You'll even have the chance to record a commercial. Visit 790thezone.com for details.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play.
Football lives here.
Far back to pass, fires to the end zone. It's caught! It's Greg Lewis!
.790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
And we are joined on Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone by Georgia head football coach Mark Richt. Coach, it's great to have you on the show today. How are things going down in Athens?
Oh, they're going fine, thank you.
Of course, we're both here to talk recruiting, and I know you're a busy man, so we'll get right into things. There's been a lot of criticism lately among high school football coaches in this state concerning the number of scholarship offers given out by colleges. The main criticism is that schools offer more kids than actual available spots, and sometimes that forces coaches to either pull scholarship offers or leaves kids who thought they had an offer without an actual committable offer. Where do you sit on this topic, and who do you think, or what do you think of the current structure? Do you find it problematic?
Well, I think that if you could draft, you could get the exact number that you need in recruiting. But even with that, there's an issue of how many scholarships will truly be available by the time the school year begins. You're trying to decide on what your number is in recruiting. Back in almost 12 to 13 to 14 months prior to the time in which you have to decide or declare, who your 85 are. So it's not an exact science. You think you might have a certain number of seniors, or you know you have a certain amount of numbers of seniors leaving your program. So you're thinking that's easy enough. If 12 seniors leave, you got 12 left. But then juniors may leave. Some young men transfer. Some young men have a medical DQ. I mean, there's so many things that happen between the time that you're trying to decide what your total number is and what it's actually going to be in the end. That's a hard thing to juggle. But, my feeling is I think everybody knows that if you're going to try to sign one or two, let's say you're going to sign two receivers, you're going to have to recruit more than two receivers to get two. So I think if you let everybody know on the front end that, hey, we're looking to get two, that's our number. It could change if so-and-so gets hurt or something like that. But right now we think this is our number at this moment. And, so if you offer five guys and two guys commit, and at that moment you say, look, I think people understand if you say, we have filled up our needs at this position. So I don't believe that's reneging the scholarship offer in that regard. But then, you know, let's say 2 months later, two of your junior receivers turn pro, and then you're out there looking for receivers again. And at one moment you said, you know, we're not looking for any more receivers 2 months prior, let's say, and then all of a sudden there is a true need. And I think you just have to justify all those decisions that you make and be able to have people, you know, just communicate well with people and have them understand what's going on. And we try to do that, you know, here at Georgia.
So you'd say the idea of offering the same number of scholarships as spots available isn't actually a realistic notion, at least early in the game.
Well, it's impossible. If five schools are recruiting one guy and everybody needs two receivers, or, you know, so everybody offers those two, well, there's going to be a bunch of schools that don't even come close to getting, you know, their needs. So you must offer more scholarships than you're actually going to be able to bring into your house. But again, the key is to try to always communicate with everyone that, you know, we would like you to come to our school. We've offered more than just two receivers that we're looking for. And if you want to come, then you can make your decision to come. And if two boys decide before you that they want to come, you may not get that opportunity. And you're not threatening them. You're just trying to educate them as to where you are and what you're trying to accomplish. So it's a very, very inexact science. And like I said, if our numbers were 100% nailed down, you know, a year in advance, it'd be very simple. But our numbers change again due to all the attrition that can happen between the beginning of your season to the beginning of the next school year. That's really the bottom line on it.
Yeah, now, Coach, over the last few years, the NCAA has grown increasingly strict in their regulation of the recruiting process. Head coaches have been taken off the road for much of the summer. Text messaging has been banned. Coaches can no longer scout combines other than their own. Do you think these new rules have made making an informed decision harder on recruits, or do you think they're necessary? And specifically, what do you think of the head coach's reduced role in the recruiting process?
Well, you know, you've asked a lot of questions, really, but I would say that I think some of the rules are needed to, you know, keep some sanity in this thing. You know, when there was texting, there was really, at that point, it was just non-stop contact. And even now, in the summertime, with all the unofficial visits that come through your program, there's really hardly ever a stop to the recruiting or a chance for anybody to catch their breath. And I'm talking about college coaches. I'm talking about the athletes. I'm talking about the high school coaches. I'd probably be for some kind of legislation that would say everybody must declare a two-week dead period in the summer, just so, you know, coaches can take a vacation, you know, other than being on call the entire, you know, summer long. So, but to answer your question on whether or not it hurts the ability to evaluate by reducing some of these times out, I would say that's possible. But part of the reason why, you know, we're not looking at some of these combines, we can go to a combine if it's run by a high school or by a high school athletic association. You know, we're trying to keep the recruitment of these players in the hands of the coaches and their families. We're really not interested in getting into some of the issues that basketball has run into with people that handle these guys, so to speak. And, you know, we believe that the power, you know, belongs to the parents and to the high school coach.
All right. And what about the reduced role of the head coach? Or do you think that's making it harder on the kids, the fact that they have less interaction with someone like yourself?
I don't think so. Most anybody who wants to talk to me can call me and does call me. We get to know each other that way. They can come on our campus really almost any time they want. There's a few dead periods, but if a young man is serious about Georgia, you know, he can come and visit and get to know me face to face. And we are allowed to get out there, you know, once we get into the part of the recruiting process where we can actually see people face to face, the contact period. But, you know, by the time the contact period comes, it's over. I mean, it is usually over by then. So, but, you know, let's face it, if springtime is supposed to be an evaluation period, then that needs to be that's what needs to be done. Evaluating, you know, the head coaches, when they've been going on the road in the spring, they're not evaluating any players. They are going to show a sign of love to that player because that guy's already been evaluated. That guy's already been approved, and now you bring the head coach in there in the springtime not to evaluate but to try to make some kind of an impression. And it's hard to make an impression when you're not allowed to talk to the guy. So, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing to get the coaches off the road in the spring.
Yeah, more and more today, recruits are committing earlier and earlier. What is your opinion of this trend, and how do you feel about an early signing period?
Well, I think the trend is here to stay. I think part of the problem is the amount of attention that's put on it. And, you know, we have rules, but the recruiting services don't. Newspapers don't, websites don't, you know, and these kids will get called nonstop by these recruiting services, and there's really no rules for them. So, you know, they're getting just worn out all summer long. And then when you start adding the coaches making one call a week,